You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
Are you ready? How do you feel about the Cooper Hassan region, which is the lower left, which is Region 2, or known as the East?
Man, there's some haymakers in this region, too. There's just haymakers all over. But, yeah, I'm ready.
There really is. Okay, the one seed representing the Dayton Flyers. You understand? You like
Dayton?
Yeah,
okay, Dayton,
well, there
yeah.
you go.
There, Obi Toppin.
James Strebel calls in drunk from Bourbon and Beyond.
Let's go live to Bourbon and Beyond with James Strebel. James, good afternoon.
Andy.
Yes.
The flaming lips are on right now, and they're terrible.
Of course the flaming lips are terrible. They suck. Of course they suck. Why are you watching them? Why aren't you? What are you drinking? How many have you had?
I've had a lot of water, Andy, a lot of cold, Dasani water. I'm replenishing my fluids with a lot of Fuji water, Andy, Fuji water.
How much are you sweating, though? Tell us. What does your shirt look like? Is it completely sweaty?
I think I can see the Mona Lisa on my chest, Andy. It's like artwork.
Well, I have a surprise for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, get the phone close to your ear. Emily is on the phone. Caller Emily, who is usually on the post-game shows, is on the phone. Emily, talk to your man, James Strebel, now. Go.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Emily. Hi. I'm really sweaty right now. It's you know, it just happens when you're out in the sun all day. I'm drinking a lot of water. I'm staying hydrated. I hope you're doing well. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Are you drinking a lot of White Claw? Because my girls and I are right now getting ready to come down there.
Well, I'll probably be with the married guys over in the married guys section, but I appreciate the thought.
Married guys.
And I hope you have a good evening, Emily.
The married guys section, where's that? We should hit it up.
You got to get a bracelet. You have to have a bracelet to get in it. It's very exclusive.
I have a lot of bracelets. I'm sure I can figure it out. We're coming down to see the Foo Fighters. Are you going to be over there?
Yeah, I'll be at the Foo Fighters. I'm ready to see all their songs, all the good ones.
Me? Or what? I'm sorry. I've heard a lot of White Claws with my girls over here. We're all about to come down there. Can't wait to see you. We're finally going to meet.
Probably not, but good journeys to you, Emily, and I hope you have a good time at Bourbon Beyond. This is James Strebel. Live from Bourbon Beyond. It's very hot out here. Very, very hot.
Very hot. I'm going to make it hotter. I can't wait to see you in your Mona Lisa.
Well, have a good evening, Emily.
Hey, you too. I'll see you down there. I'll see you in a little bit.
Well, probably not, but okay. Thanks. I'll see you later.
The good journey's my favorite part.
Yeah.
The good journey and then you signing off thinking that's the end.
I was trying my hardest to bail out of that, man.
That is the one seed Dayton. The 16 North Carolina Central is represented by Big Easy.
Remy.
Yes.
Remy,
that's it.
Remy is
At the time, I couldn't think of it. I was,
Monroe.
You know,
that's the one I knew.
Fart.
Right,
said is Monroe,
yeah.
AKA Buster,
and that's what I
that's
said.
What
called
got,
Buster Man,
yeah.
And Coop thought like there was another son
there was
named
three
Buster
kids.
Man.
No. The only reason we call honestly, there's no reason to keep calling him that. But when he came, let me just tell you, when he came out of the womb,
did you watch that?
I sure did.
Both of them,
and it's yeah. But one delivery was quite different than the other. When Monroe came out, let me tell you. He left carnage. I mean, there's no other way to tell. I mean, he's just, excuse me, fellas.
Excuse me, fellas.
That's a 16 seed.
That's a good one, too.
That's NC Central. The 8 seed, I love this, Mitch. This probably should be higher. Mm-hmm. I got to be totally honest. This is the day that Diener was enraged and ran to callers. It's also one of the days that we love Texter Blue. Go ahead. It's an 8 seed. It's Providence.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, David.
So where you're heading to, do they not have cell service?
Okay, goodbye. 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 I mean, I got, really? I mean, I just set the table of cell service. Yes, I know I can make a hotspot. All right, listen. Blue, you're up next. 93 in the Villiers. I'm speechless. I'm even going to go to Blue. Blue, good morning.
You watch really close when Clayton Kershaw is about to make a pitch. If it's going to be a slider down and in, he makes a tongue taco. Just letting you know.
All right, goodbye. I'm done with Blue forever. I thought I'd try it once. He's banned for life. Lifetime ban. He's Donald Sterling of ESPN Louisville. He is banned for life. For life.
Yeah.
No, it's not, funny. It's no good. I haven't taken his calls for a while anyway, and I'm never taking him again. He's banned for life.
Banned for life.
I've never banned anyone for life. Ever.
I love it.
Yeah, I just did. Yeah. So worldwide, you know he's going to sneak in. Remember the phone number, you know, and all that. So he is banned for life, as Adam Silver said about Donald Sterling.
Well,
he can call in afternoons all he wants.
I guess the thing is, when Diener's got Diener World problems, you come
and the
in.
First solution is, do they have cell service down there? I need a satellite. I don't need a Wi-Fi. I don't need cell service. I mean, I set the table with that.
The guy's trolling you.
Yeah.
That's the 8 seed. The 9 seed, St. Mary's, represented by Locke and Jay Privman.
Oh, yes.
There's a real big movement in racing to be more transparent, and I think they've been highly transparent by saying this as opposed to not saying anything. So I think the notion that it's suspicious or smells or whatever is grossly unfair to them.
The only reason I would say that is he so clearly didn't want to run Country House in the Preakness. He's been very transparent on that regard. Like, he was almost happy he finished second because he wouldn't have to worry about the obligation to go to the Preakness. And now it just seems so preemptive. Like, he's not sick yet, but he's acting like he might get sick. But obviously, he knows the horse the best. But can you understand?
Well, he's already coughing.
Okay.
I mean, the horse is already. Let me ask you something. How often are you around the barn?
Very infrequently.
Thanks.
Okay, yeah, no, I get it. But I guess that would then take it to the next question, Jay. How much the drama and controversy with this sport, it can tend, and I don't want to severely generalize, but it can turn off casual fans who don't understand maybe the specifics and everything else. How much does that matter? Is the sport just going to be a niche sport no matter what? So you don't kind of worry about those outside assumptions, even if they're based on inaccurate information.
Are you talking about the assumption of yours that he's not quite as sick as he is? Are you talking about the assumption that they're of how the disqualification went down in the Derby? Just you need to be a little more specific.
Sure, absolutely. Well, okay, let's go big picture because yeah, my assumption
you
obviously take an issue with, which is fine. I freely confess.
He's done. He's down for the count. Oh boy, that's low key really good sound. That is really good sound. That's hilarious. I mean, how much have you been around a barn? Whoa.
Very infrequently, which is a lie because he owns a horse.
Yes.
Still does. All right, so that's the 8-9 game, the 5 seed, Ohio State, the Buckeyes, represented by how long is this sound, Mitch, roughly?
2 minutes.
All right, random Bobby V implosions, go.
Yes.
So Timmy and Tommy are screaming at each other because Timmy's saying, well, listen, he's talking sports, so we really can't kick him in the neck. But he's saying, but UK lost last night, a humongous game. It's the biggest story in the country. And he's talking about a TV show from the 1970s. I hate that son of a bitch. I'll kill him. Give me one quick cut. I know he's coming on here, but I want to respond to one. Oh, we're not going to. Okay, fine. I got to get out. Everybody else can go over my show.
I had it timed out. Get out, quick.
Get out. The real radio guys are coming. Get the hell out. You old fat SOB. Get out, damn it. Take all your characters. Take Oswald. Take Maria. Take all of them and get the hell out. Sports Talk is coming up next. We want to talk sports. That's coming up next. Damn it. You owe me a championship, you sons of bitches. Now go win one. I'm tired of this crap. I've been putting up with this long enough. You're imposing. You're an imposition on my life. See, I know the game. You tell me. I'm not like you asswipes. I know the game. I came all the way in here from Long Island. You better win, you jackasses. I don't think you understand. I know the game, right? I'm not like you jackwads. I know the game.
Bob, it's March, man. What are we doing here? Let me see. We have another. Let me take a look here. Do the math in my head. I'll try and do a little better job with the math than the millennials did with Bloomberg. We have, by my count, another 160 minutes. Fairly certain we can get to a lot of crap going on in March. I don't know. Call me nuts. But I know you want it right now. Do it right now, you son of a bitch. I'm listening now. I want it now. I want the seeding. I want what? How many places Kentucky dropped in the seeding because of that. I want their final four picks. I want it now. That's what I pay for. Excuse me, sir. This is free. I don't care. I want it now. You and your big-headed producer, what the hell are you doing? It's March. Don't you know the calendar? It's just infuriating that everything's going wrong, and this jackass, it looks like he's being animated at celebrating a crappy play against your team. He should be killed.
He should be killed. The 12 seed, Jason Anderson, makes it with Stephen F. Austin. Go.
Scotty Davenport made it out. I don't know how the hell he made it out. All the rubble and everything that was there? There's no way. Typically, we don't let people out of the South End like that.
I want to be like Scotty one day and make it out of the South End and go to a cool college one day like Bannerman, but my parents can't afford it. We barely have a bus pass to be able to get around a road town, but a town is only around our neighborhood, which I live on the corner of bleak and hopelessness, please. Could I go to the East End one time? I don't know what it's like to be downtown. I live my life at Erickson Park. You in the East End go to Jurassic Park.
That's right. My kids can go to Jurassic Park and get eaten by dinosaurs. The people in your neighborhood are dinosaurs.
Oh, no, they're so old because I never made it out. Everybody's stuck here forever. We only able to go to a drive-in movie theater. We don't know the life of luxury lounge recliners.
Oh, no.
Please. One time. So happy Scotty made it out. He was always the one. We knew he'd do it. I just want to... Can I go to the Watson, sir?
No. Stay in the South End, bum.
That's actually the nickname my mom gave me. She said I never meant to be more than a bum.
That's right, because you're from the South End. You don't know what it's like to live on the East End with money. Or in the African-American community. You're stuck there. You South End punk.
I just sit here and look at my beer and I cry. I cry at my beer because I can't afford to get another one. It's how I refill my beers with tears. If I only had more money for two beers, at least I won't get a DUI.
That's because you don't have a license, you poor.
You poor.
You don't know what it's like to go to a nice college or university. Your parents let you down. You lost the lottery in life. You were born in the South End. I look down on you.
I look down from Erickson Park at the rest of the city and know what it's like to have dreams, but I'll never make it. Come from the South Side, sir. I do love other things. Road City. I've never even been inside Costco. My only trip is Aldi. And they don't even let me use a debit card. I don't even have one. It only costs.
Texas says your streaming service must have been made in the South End for ESPN Louisville.
That's good, man.
We don't even have streaming in South End. That would mean we have internet and we don't. Don't even offer internet right here. We've got bunnies. That's how we watch TV.
Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim, the 12 seed.
Man.
I have to cut that one down a little bit. The 4 seed, reminder, an odd transition to Governor Beshear in 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Brandon Lang reads a series of texts from Drew Diener. This is Oregon. This is the 4 seed in the Cooper Turtle Hassan region.
To your listeners out there, you'll have to fill in what the blanks are. But here it goes. Blank sports. I broke a Yeti, had Kansas, -4.5. I never want to talk gambling again. Blank these mother blankers. They scored like 45 points in the last minute, too. Blank these blank holes. Laugh out loud, you kill me. Blank your industry. I'm quitting betting on sports tonight. Blank rigged blanked. Okay, we will kill the segment, but I'm still coming for Derby. And if I see this alleged happy couple moving into their blank new home together on this iPhone commercial one more time, baha, you're killing me, laughing my FAO. Blank sports. Blank these lazy blank mother blankers. I hope they all blank. Oh, my God. Hilarious. Trying to quit Twitter and Facebook as we speak. Blank these blank, blank mother blankers. You could be the funniest guy in America right now. I hate sports. Gonna buy season opera tickets. I hope Vegas burns down. Blank, blank, blank. I can't stop laughing. I didn't see Kansas final minutes. Back door. Going to bed. I hope I die of a rare disease. Bah, I'm crying. Now here it is. Here it is. Pull your car over to the side of the road. Now, a rant like that, it's got to be 5 dimes. It's got to be 10 dimes. How much did you lose on Kansas? $50.
$50. $50.
Oh my God! And the beat goes on. The $50 rant.
Brandon Lang.
That's great.
The 13 New Mexico State. How long is this clip? We may have to cut this one down just because of time, Mitch.
A minute 30.
A minute 30. Play it. Drew crushes Riverlink. The 13. It's New Mexico State.
I'm going to assault Riverlink this morning with some information. My preparation, my sheet of lies, is mostly things and dates and times of this fraudulent company that has no idea what it's doing when they cash checks and still charge you late fees after they acknowledge that they've cashed the checks and still want you to pay. Riverlink, from my cold, dead hands, will you get $60 you think I owe you? You're going to bend the damn knee this morning, and you're going to be beheaded when you bend the knee. It's not going to be a respectful bending of the knee. I'm going to assault you in your idiocy because I've got all the documents. Documentation. You morons can't even add it up even when you acknowledge you have the documentation. They're going to get it. Riverlink, you're going to get it. I'm going to devote many hours of this show to uncover the fraud and the amount of money that is going to an out-of-town, lying, illegal cartel that is Riverlink.
Right.
It's a cartel of lies is what it is. It's a cartel of lies. You're going to bend the knee, and I'm going to behead you when you bend the knee.
Have you been down to their office?
Oh, I'm going.
Okay, because
I got forms and documents, and I'm ready to meet the stupid people of Riverlink.
Drew, who writes a check for a $4 or an $8 toll in the year 2019 anyway? You could have just gone online and simply paid the bill with a credit card. Now you spent 2 or 3 hours of your life over a simple check. I thought you were into technology.
Yeah, well, you think I wrote a check with my hand? What are you talking about? I do it online. I go to my Republic Bank or my Fifth Third, and I write a check. I'm not writing a check. I had to find a check the other day for something. I haven't seen an actual check. Good God, Lord knows how long. You think I wrote a check, like, and wrote that line at the end of it, and no sense. No, I wrote it online. It's easier.
Oh, it's a haymaker.
Riverlink.
God, we could play that for 10 minutes. The 6 seed, BYU, is Bob. How long is this one, Mitch? Just so I can look at the time here.
2 minutes.
All right, two. Good God. All right, it's Bob and Tim Sullivan battling. It's BYU.
Yes. You're an old school reporter, and I say that in the most complimentary of ways because old school guys do their job, and they get sources, and they report on the sources, and, you know, get a source and get a confirmation. But I'll be honest with you, that text the other day was beneath you. It's one guy who's pissed off after a loss, a week after they lost to Kentucky. I mean, there's part of me that has to ask you, are you pressured by the paper to have people talking about what you're writing stuff? Because, you know, if you do that, they're going to talk about it. But do you really think there's credibility? You think there's meat on the bone with that, honestly?
Meat on the bone with what?
That there's a widespread concern that about Chris's coaching, that the honeymoon's over, and that people are wondering, did they hire the right guy? Based on what? You can't find one analyst nationally that would say that. And could you find a fan?
It's not about analysts, Bob.
What's it about?
The fan base and the boosters. And, well, although this doesn't qualify as a critical comment, but your own Andy Sweeney is asking, is the Chris Mack honeymoon over?
He said that in response to your tweet.
Your own 83.
No, he's not, because my tweet didn't come out till hours after the game. His was at 4:14 p.m. The game had been over for 14 minutes. Go on Chris Mack's timeline on Twitter from Saturday and just read the comments of the first 10 minutes after the game. There's a lot of people who are not happy. I mean, I don't think it's rational. I don't agree with them.
Well, then why would you write it? Then why would you write it? If you don't think it's rational, why would you write that?
Because it's news. Do you understand what news is?
I do. I don't need you to lecture me on news. I know what news is. But my point is, if the guy, because he's a prominent booster at Louisville, if he told you that the earth is flat, you writing that? Really? You're going to write that?
It's not the same thing.
Why not?
Obviously, the earth is not flat.
Yeah, but you just got through telling me you didn't think there was any credibility to it.
I said I don't agree with it, but I can see that there are people who are upset.
Of course they are. Tim, come on. You've been doing this for 40 years. After a loss and after you lost to your rival in overtime, you really think you got to go hunting for people to be upset? I mean, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. How hard is that?
All right, there we go.
News?
That's the 6th seed, the 11th seed in the Cooper Hassan Turtle bracket of the Takes Sound bracket here on ESPN 680-1057 is Oklahoma, and it is James Strebel, his wife, asked out by a doctor.
Oh.
Once when we were dating, one of the doctors did ask her to go watch his band play.
Oof.
He'd buy her drinks all night while she's a nurse. She did tell me about that, though, and I was like, well, did you go? She said she thought about it, but she said,
this is when you were dating.
This is when we were dating. We were engaged. We were engaged. We were not yet married. The doctor tried to get her to go see his band.
Bad episode of Grey's Anatomy.
It really is. It really is.
All right,
so that's the 6-11. The 3 seed, Hidden Sound of Locke, complaining about Nick giving him the wrong papadilla. It's a 3 seed. It's represented by Mark Turgeon and Maryland.
Oh, my God.
There's a full one back there.
Is this a barbecue chicken one?
I think I saw chicken. All right, bacon.
Yeah, this is.
The other one looks like a...
No, this is pepperoni and sausage.
God, I specifically said...
I didn't know they were here.
They were coming at 11:30.
I didn't know that. Sorry.
Oh, it's fantastic.
God, that's
Maryland. That's a three seed. Yeah.
Man, that's...
Belmont, the 14. Patty Ice's girlfriend, Hannah, reacts to him saying on the air she had wieners in her hand.
Yeah, Hannah loves her wiener.
Oh, my God.
So that's what he gets paid for.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
That's the only reaction we needed. You guys have a good trip. We'll catch in when you get to Jacksonville. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
That's Ooh. One that made it from all the way last year to this year, and it made it still as a 14. The 7-10 matchup, Arizona, the 7 seed. It's one of the memorable times that I got by the text line. It's a 7 seed.
Yes.
It's Arizona. It's Sean Miller, who's very sweaty. Go ahead.
Texas says Louisville's moved on to Lou Sasso.
Who?
What an absolute awesome name.
Lou Sasso.
Who's Lou Sasso? Am I being got by the text line? That's not a sexual reference or any Lou Sasso.
I've got to look that up now because I've never heard that name.
Like, that's not like the Ben Dover guy.
No.
Everyone's looking up Lou Sasso.
The only thing that came up was Will Sasso, the guy from Mad TV.
That's got to be a joke in some sort of way.
It has to be.
Who's Sasso?
I got it now.
What is it?
Oh, I got it. I just got
okay,
it.
Okay, I got it. Okay, that's good.
That was a good one.
Oh, Lou.
Lou.
The 10 seed, Indiana and Archie Miller.
Oh, boy.
And I think this is the perfect sound to represent Archie Miller and Indiana. It's Mark Blankenbaker. Take a listen.
It's hard for opponents of Clemson to really focus on their game plan when they're worried about how deep in the lower intestine the Clemson Tigers are going to explore. Like, you never exactly know what's going to get probed into your anus, fingers, how many digits might go in.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I mean, it's a short
We're
going to
cut that one longer. Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Oh.
All right, so the 215, the two seed is Duke. It is just titled on here, Lock Betting. And Mitch says he could have made this a 5-6-7 minute sound clip just of the stuff that we had cut over the last year of Locke talking about his betting. And I have not heard this. This is what, about 2 minutes long, Mitch? 90 seconds?
Yeah.
All right, take a listen.
Oh. I'm on a gambling roll is the point I'm trying to tell you guys. And I will give you locks, and you should fade the hell out of me because I am on a epically bad stretch of picking games. So take whatever I tell you and run to the windows to bet the other way. I just have to briefly bemoan. I just have to. I'm sorry. My locks. I went 3-2, so I made you money. I lost my tease of the week, which I put on Twitter. My gambling record is at times iffy. But it is time for you to make money, because I'm on a roll, people. I'm like butter on a biscuit, or spread me out. I don't know what the hell the analogy I was going with there.
You got a good gambler, a gambling savant, and you got a bad gambler, a 500 gambler, and me.
I'm not a 500 gambler. Of course, tomorrow I'll give you my locks, which have been mediocre this year. But and this week, again, I'm struggling. No, you guys are actively keeping on top of are the gambling wagers that I made in the first hour, because I went 0-4 on my bets in LSU Clemson last night, lost every one of them, lost a total of $15.46 on those four wagers. I have been losing a ton of my $1, you know, stupid betting on sports I've never heard of, a ton of those. I do not lose a lot of money. I mean, I'm already in for $20 on Notre Dame at -20. I might, and again, for me, I'm a cheap $5 better. That's four times my normal bet. That is a lock four dime special here.
Then I shouldn't have said I'm a 500 gambler, because I'm better than that. I should have said I'm a profitable gambler.
So the data is changing in your own words.
The data has not changed. The nomenclature, I used 500 as an easy-to-understand moniker for people, but it was inaccurate. So thank you for calling me out. I am way better than a 500 gambler. I'm probably, whatever the percentage is, that means you have to make money to overcome the juice, that's the type of gambler that I am. But I am a better who is a 500 better. I'm not any better, but I'm not any worse. But I went 0-4. I went 0-4 on the national championship game. And I lost $15.46 on those bets. So it's not that hard. One $5 bet gets me a third of the way back, and I've won a few $5 bets. And if you'd like me to go through and tell you the bets I've won, I will do that. But you don't know, like, that's not good radio. It's more fun to pretend that I don't know what I'm doing.
I could listen to those all day.
Me too.
We might have to do the entire 5 minutes.
I want to hear it
together.
Man.
I really do. In the 15 seat, quickly before Andy Beshear, East Washington. We got to hurry up, Mitch. Go ahead. This is Bobby V. Beam Bobby V. Go ahead.
I really thought where he was going with this was, and I said we are going to be national headlines. He's going to announce that he's gay. He's going to announce that it's a guy. And that would have been so awesome. Our morning host, Sports Radio, says, damn it, I'm loud and I'm proud. I'm gay, and it's not that there's anything wrong with that. And I was pretty jazzed up about that. And I was like, you know, they didn't listen very carefully, because he never said she. He said this person. He spoke in all those genderless pronouns. And so I was like, this is it. Now we got ourselves a story for our summer months. CNN's going to be here. The people, there are going to be protests outside the studio.
First openly
it's
gay.
It's going to be, yeah, first openly gay sports
morning,
talk radio.
Sports talk
yeah.
radio host.
I mean, just, I was like, Drew, you go, man. I was ready to, I mean, like, God, they're giving Ellen DeGeneres the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I mean, for the courage. Oh. I mean, I was ready to jump on that train. Where are we going? We're going to be, you're going to be going to Washington. You're going to be getting an award. You're going to be getting honors. And then I walked in. I said, so who is it? Who is the guy? He said, what are you talking about? I said, well, I heard about the thing on the show. He said, no, it's a woman. I said, oh, shoot. Because, I mean, that's no story. CNN's not coming for that.
Oh. Bobby V. Perfect timing at 4:58.
Yeah. Yes.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver in as little as 6 months.
you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.